It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse, Kickaboo Coffee, Teas, Baked Goods, and more. And the ARCA Midwest Tour, and Madison International Speedway. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Hey race fans, welcome on in. I don't want to watch the weather forecast again, but that's exactly what we're going to have to do. I'm radio man Dan Diker, that's Paul Reichert, that's Billy Doc Niles. You're starting off with a Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I want to welcome the people on the radio, those on their computers at CoolGold1460.com. That's where you can also find the podcast of every single show. And on your cell phone, Billy Doc Niles likes this better than he does a Big Fat Cheeseburger, the TuneIn app.
You go to the Play Store, you search for the TuneIn app, you hit the TuneIn app, you download the TuneIn app, you download WBOG 1460. That's how you find us. You will love the TuneIn app.
I don't love Mother Nature. I don't love the heat that she gave us last weekend. I don't like that we've had to start the show off by telling everybody about a famous website called
RainedOut.com.
Watch it. Sign yourself up on that one. If we do get rained out at La Crosse, Paul Reichert, you'll get texted, you'll get emailed, and then you'll have to make some plans and then mope around your house and tick off your wives like we do on Saturday nights when we get rained out.
Yeah. It's not going to be fun. It's never fun when we have to get rained out.
And one of the biggest things, one of the most popular, longest events at the La Crosse Speedway is tonight. It's the world-famous Outhouse Race. Now, we were talking about this later earlier in the week. I've only been at the Speedway for 11 years, so I can remember stories of Brad Worthen parking his car, jumping over the wall, slowly walking in, coming out, racing suit down to his ankles, got a magazine. Jason Bolster one year walked out with a can of spray, which didn't work too well. Adam Moore several years ago accidentally had toilet paper stuck in the bottom of his shoe, and it never ripped off. So it went from the outhouse over the wall into his car. But you, Billy Doc Niles, you've got some great outhouse stories.
This event has been part
of the track.
Event has been part of the Speedway since Motorsports Management took it over in 1987, and throughout the 90s and early 2000s, them guys in the Thunderstock class, they got creative. I mean, really creative. And of course, they screwed up a couple of times too. There was Denny Klein, the time that he thought he was sliding his car into neutral. He hopped out of the car. He jumped over the wall. Little did he know, he slid his car into reverse while he's going to get toilet paper. His car is backing down pit road. There was the time that Scotty Howell thought he was going to save some time by diving in head first, putting her into drive and hit the gas pedal with his right arm while steering with his left arm. Well, he steered a little too much with his left arm, dialed out a safety vehicle.
Oh.
Just crushed that safety vehicle. And then, of course, one of the all-time greats, the late Leroy Harding, and it was always good for something, whether he's sitting in there with the old magazine trick. He was the originator of that. Mm-hmm. Or, of course, one of his greatest stunts ever. He was in there for almost 5 minutes, changing into a diaper and a bonnet and come running out with a baby bottle.
That was
hilarious.
Oh, Leroy was classic with the Outhouse Race. He will always be remembered for this event. I think they should rename it maybe the Leroy Harding Memorial or something like that.
Oh, man. That just, you know, these guys, some of them try to do that, but it is a novelty event, and we do give out novelty points, and there is a novelty champion at the end of the year, so I kind of get that. But, yeah, that's one of the one of my most favorite races, announcing right there in the middle of the winner's circle is the Outhouse Race, because you never know what they're going to do.
Every year somebody's going to get a little creative on what they do. They're not there to win. They're there to entertain. There's at least one or two of them.
Also, tonight, hopefully, without the rain, we're going to have late models and our sportsmen, Thunderstocks. The street stocks are going to be back out. Pre-race kids rides. Make sure when you get there, get your kids signed up on the souvenir stand. They'll get a chance to go all the way around the racetrack in one of the three divisions. Talking about late models, boy, Carter Christensen was that close last weekend.
So close. I mean, you and I, we had our headsets on. We were talking to each other because I was in the infield doing the pit reporting last weekend. Steve Carlson broke out with 8 laps to go, and I looked at the distance between him and Carter, and it was almost, probably a good 3/4 of a straightaway. And I keyed the microphone up to you, and I said, yeah, there's no way Carter's going to win this.
And then, boom, in around, yep. And gone.
And within 3 to 4 laps, he caught him, and, a lap and a half later, boom, he was gone.
Got to tip your hat to Carter, though. That was probably one of the best races I've ever seen him run. And now that he's got some consistency under his belt, he is no longer going to be one of these guys you go, he'll be running in the back of the pack. Carter's actually going to come up, and he's going to show up to race.
Yeah, Carter's been improving since he started, 4 years ago, and he's really been looking good. And, man, that was – any feature on a warm night like that was Saturday night, somebody's going to break out and get away, and I thought – that was going to happen again, but along came Carlson, and he had to sting up the show.
One thing I thought was really cool is his dad, Ken, also drives a late model. He saw what was going on.
I even mentioned that while I was announcing the race.
With about 12 laps to go, he pulled into the pits at Parkton, and you should have seen the mad dash he made coming up onto that quarter mile to watch the last 8 laps of that race. So that was pretty cool.
2 weeks ago, when I wasn't there, you got to see the late model nightmare. Last weekend, the late model race was fantastic. It was a sportsman nightmare.
The sportsman that, man, when you start out with 5 fast cars and only one finishes the race, it was 3 accidents in a 6-lap race should not be happening. And, Danny Gilster, to his credit, won that race, and he didn't pull any punches in Victor Lane when he said that, the respect factor in that sportsman class is gone. And we got a guest coming up later today. We'll try and get a comment from him about it, Jeff Thompson. But, I can't disagree with what he had to say.
And there was one more race I do want to comment on. What a night for Adam Orton of Thunderstocks. He starts in the trunk, and there are a lot of fast, good Thunderstocks out there this year. What a way for him to get a win on a very momentous weekend for him.
Yeah, very emotional for the Moore family.
And you were down in the winner's circle for the whole thing.
Yep, it was very emotional for the whole family. And not only did he get the feature win, but it was on his father's birthday. His father, who passed away, 2 years ago.
That sounds about right.
And it was something that they were shooting for. Not like he doesn't have a lot of feature wins already, but on a special day like this for the whole family, you could see the emotion from everybody in Victory Lane that night.
And they were also up in the grandstands. I had people texting me left and right, hey, thank you for mentioning it about Adam. Then they heard what you had to say down in the winner's circle, and they were thanking the both of us because it just made it that much more special, especially when you're like you and I, as tight as we are, and we're as tight as we are with the racetrack, when you know and you get to mention things like that, it just draws that family circle in that much closer.
Oh, most definitely. I don't know. I can't even put a bow on it right there, Dan. You pretty much mentioned it. It was just, you could just see the emotion pouring out of that family. And it was also, somber but cool to watch.
Talking about emotion, last weekend a sportsman driver picked up a feature win, first one in quite a while. And you talk about family ties. He had to follow in the footsteps of 3 youngsters who had won features the night before. We're going to talk with the Silver Slingshot Jeff Thompson. That's coming up next. We're just getting started on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG, 1460 WBOG.com, where you can find the podcast. And on the telecell phone, what is that called?
I believe it's called the TuneIn app, and I love the TuneIn app.
Well, talk about love. The guest we're going to have on the phone right now is a lacrosse sportsman driver. It's Dean Sadlin, a security sportsman driver.
He had a lot of pressure on him last Saturday night.
Well, he did, because I was ripping him apart as much as I could in the announcer's booth, because I had three young men that were my junior race announcers. All three picked up separate feature wins at the Cooley Go-Kart Raceway Friday. So not only did he hear the razzing and his entire family hear the razzing, he had to kind of step up and get the bars. So what a better way for Jeff Thompson to go out and say, hey, hell, I'm just going to win the feature. Jeff, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys?
You got to walk us through now, because not everybody knows who the three young gentlemen were that picked up three separate features last Friday night at the Cooley Go-Kart Raceway.
And put the pressure on you.
Yeah, that they did. First off, my five-year-old son, Bentley, started racing go-karts this year, and he's been a pretty hot shoe over there. He's 6 for 6, so he started the night off with getting the feature win in the kiddie karts. Then I have two little brothers that race over there as well, Parker and Levi. Then Parker's race followed right after Bentley's, and so we were in the infield for watching him get his first win in a go-kart. And then Bentley's is up, or Levi's is up after that, and got to watch him get his first win in a junior one kart, feature win at least. So it's pretty special to be able to have all three of us down there for a group photo and whatnot.
So then it comes time for you to race on Saturday, and man, I was plugging you left and right, because I had those three young men not only in the tower with me, but I also had your family sitting down below. And I even told you your new race suit was going to be good luck, as we were looking at it in your hauler last Saturday. And what a way to go out, man. What a rough way to go through the 6 for 6 dash, and then of course what a rough way to go through the feature.
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily for us, we were in the heat race, started in the back of that. We're able to make our way to the front with about two to go, I believe. Raced door to door with Justin Berg, raced me clean, ended up passing him on the high side, I believe, coming out of four to take the checkers and that. Then on to the feature, where I knew I was going to have to get to the front fast because Chris Weber and Danny Gilster were behind me, and I knew they'd be coming. It was awesome to get a feature win Saturday. It was a special weekend for me and my family, not only for me to win, but for my brothers and my son to get the win on Friday night. And then it would have been my grandpa's 81st birthday on Memorial Day, and he passed away 2 years ago. So it was a pretty special weekend.
You know, I asked you this in Victory Lane when you got out, and I really like the answer you gave. It takes something, you know, racing takes a lot of skill, but every now and then you need to have a little bit of luck. And man, did you have the lucky horseshoe Saturday night in that feature?
Yeah, that was crazy. I knew on that last restart when Gilster spawned, it was going to put me and Weber, and I was just sitting in the car trying to think, do I stay behind him? Do I try to take him on the outside? And we came to the green, and he took off, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to settle for second, which is fine. Nothing better than watching my best friend win. But two laps to go, all of a sudden smoke starts coming out of the back of the car, and motor blows and we're sitting in the hot seat.
Well, of course, Jeff Thompson, a Silver Slingshot, former Rookie of the Year in the sportsman class, joining us on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Has it sunk in yet, man? Because you win a heat race, you win a feature, and it's been quite a while since you've taken home two trophies in the same night.
No, I don't know. It'll sink in. We're just hoping that hopefully we can get a couple more this year, carry on some good luck. I mean, we're kind of out of the points chase due to what happened at the Frostbuster, so we're just here to have fun and win races.
Now, Jeff, I was wondering, when Chris Webber's engine expired there with two laps ago, were you close behind him? Did you have any whatever came out of his car get on your windshield? Was there any worries about that?
Oh, yeah. I saw it expiring down the backstretch, and it didn't look like he was laying anything down on the track, but when we got to both the center of 3 and 4, all of a sudden the car was a dirt track and sideways, and I was just thinking, man, I hope this thing stays off the wall because this would not be good.
I guess my biggest concern, he threw all that oil. Did he get any of it on that pretty white suit of yours?
No, not that I noticed. It's pretty clean, but it ain't going to get washed anytime soon. It's good luck.
Oh, man, as hot as it was Saturday, that thing's got to stink that right now.
That thing should have walked to the washer.
That's what they make Febreze for.
Jeff Thompson, Silver Slingshot, joining us on the WBOG Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Again, watch Rainedout.com if we are maybe not going to get the races in tonight. Of course, it's supposed to be only like 73, 74 degrees, which is nice.
The last 2 weeks we've done this, you know, there's been the slight chance of rain in the forecast. You know, by the time we got done with this show, all of a sudden the forecast changes and it's beautiful the rest of the night. And we'll just keep plugging this.
Beautiful and hot. Jeff, you just mentioned, you know, you're not in the points race and something you'd like to do is nail down a track championship. Chris Webber, Steve Bachman, now Danny Gilster comes back up. And Bill was talking with Danny Gilster, and Gilster had said, you know, it's about time that some of us veterans came back out to reshape the sportsman's class because there's no respect anymore. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I hope more of them come out. I won't say there's no respect. It's just like a lot of great, good, fast cars, guys racing hard. It's what the sport needs. I mean, it's good for him to say it and show up, but for everybody else that's been saying stuff about it, that got cars at home, bring them out. We need the cars.
I actually kind of have a tendency to agree with them because the last couple of years, the sportsman class, the numbers are, let's face it, the numbers haven't been that great at 12 to 14 at the best, and they just keep wrecking. It seems like nobody has any respect for anybody's equipment, and just, you know, when you start.
Especially 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, when you start a feature with 12 cars and you finish with 5 or 6, there's no respect going on there. They're just tearing equipment up.
Yeah, it's not cheap for anybody. I hate that it happens. Luckily, we've been pretty lucky and haven't got any of the mix, so I guess I can't complain about that.
What do you think it's going to take to get the sportsman back on that racetrack? Because I tell you what, everyone that races on there are great people. They're great drivers. You don't have any recluses out there that are just going through the field and just trying to wipe out anybody they can. What do you think it's going to take? Because obviously you're back.
I don't know. It seems like the tire's been a big issue. Everybody across the state is on something different for the most part. Us on an island with the S800, everybody else is on the D800. The tire change gets them maybe some out-of-town guys. Other than that, I think the racing is great. The track does a wonderful job. I mean, all the competitors, I mean, we may be fierce competitors on the track, but after the races, there's no doubt that we won't drink a beer with each other.
What's going to take for Jeff Thompson to get the 03 out at Tolma?
Out at Tolma? That's a good one. I don't know. I plan on making the trip out there. It's hard to commit to that with having to change the setup for a Friday night show, gears, whole setup, then change it back over that same night for Saturday. And it don't help that Friday nights, my Friday nights are pretty committed to my son out at the go-kart track. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be doing this because he's really enjoying that. So pretty soon you'll be seeing Bentley Thompson on the big track besides me.
Jeff, we only got about a minute left to go. Who you got helping out the Silver Slingshot this year for sponsorship?
Oh, man, I couldn't do any of this without, of course, my wife, Chris Webber, Henry Vian, my dad, and I got a bunch of great sponsors. Burger Plumbing, I was on the hood of this hot rod, Webber Speed Shop, MBM Logistics, TFRP Racing Products, Dynamic Recycling, J&L Collectibles, The Glass Carver, Jim's Paint Shop, Smiley's Repair. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody.
DJ Dan Dyker.
DJ Dan Dyker.
That's an easy one to forget.
You have no food sponsors. What's wrong with you? Everybody at least has a bar and a grill.
I don't know. I guess that's just not this year. I'm hoping if someone's got some money they want to throw some croutons on this thing or something.
I would love to see. You know how you have the fuzzy dice you hang from your rearview mirror in your truck? You need to get some fuzzy croutons.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody, if anybody out there can make me some fuzzy croutons, hit me up on Facebook and we'll make something happen.
I like that. Jeff Thompson, the 03 Silver Slingshot feature winner last weekend. Jeff, congratulations to you. I know your family was relishing in that win as well, and hopefully we see you later today.
Yeah, hopefully we can get it done tonight.
All righty, Jeff Thompson, driver of the Sportsman 03 at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, right here in the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. We're going to take you to Golden Sands coming up next on The Big Show, WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Time for the Team Dean segment. And, Dan, we had some Team Dean's karma working at Golden Sands last weekend.
Yes, we did. I made the trek up there with Sean Knobloch last Monday for Memorial Day. What a day for Team Dean's driver, Mike Litchfield. We just had him on the show the week before. We were talking about how well he thought he was going to perform, and then he goes on quick time, qualifies fastest. He goes on to get a heat race win. And then with two laps to go on a restart, Jordan Thiel, who was right there the entire time, decides on the restart, I don't want the front row. I want to start behind Derek Ress. Mike Litchfield's eyes got his biggest silver dollars. He joins the front row. Boom, done, win, clean sweep.
You know, we talked about it with Jeff Thompson the last segment. We talked about it with Brandon LeMoyne last week. Sometimes luck plays a lot into racing, and it definitely played in with our friend Quattro Quattro. Now, what I want to know is, does this guy think he's going to get on every week before he goes racing?
He did ask me because he saw I was eating Bacon Ranch sunflower seeds on Facebook. He did ask me if he paid me off in sunflower seeds, if we could have him on for at least 2 minutes a show.
Oh, well, that's negotiable. But to tell you what, Dan.
I ran into one of your favorite old stock car drivers up at Golden Sands.
That's what I was just going to segue into there, buddy. You got a chance to talk to one of my all-time heroes, the great Marv Marzovka. You got a chance to sit and interview him, and here's what you and Marv had to talk about.
Now, a very special Memorial Day at Golden Sands Speedway. And, of course, a gentleman that's always been on our radio show every single year. He comes on the TV show during Oktoberfest, part of the Dick Trickle Memorial crew, and that would be Marv Marzovka. Marv, how are you, my friend?
Very good today.
Good to see you again. I usually only get to see you during Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to see you here.
Big day today, of course. What a way to have a memorial race for someone like Dick Trickle than having it on Memorial Day.
I'm sure he appreciates it. You know, it's been a while, and we appreciate him It's a good day to have it.
You know, I've been keeping up on the Dick Trickle Memorial that's being built. Every single time you guys are putting pictures up, boy, is that really moving along.
Between the stonework and the pictures and the background, we're coming along good. I figure maybe by the end of this year, we should almost be able to complete it.
Now, for our race fans that are listening that don't know where this is being built at, or the schematics behind us, kind of fill us in.
Well, we started and had no idea of just what we were going to make, but it had to have something to do with racing, so the platform of it is a big race tire, and everything is put on top in a half a round circle. Worked out nice. We kind of drummed up small ones, miniature ones, and we give it to a company, and they drew it in right, and we went for it.
And this isn't just one or two people that have been behind putting this thing together.
Oh my God, it's hundreds. It's just simply hundreds. It started out just seven of us working on it, and starting with the bullwork and getting things ready, and when they found out, we wasn't kidding, it started to roll along pretty good, and now it's going better and better.
And of course, you guys do something that a lot of people don't do. You put your financials on Facebook, because this could not be done without the many, many, many donations that the Dick Trickle Memorial Foundation has received over the years, and they just still keep coming in.
They keep coming. We're on the downhill slide right now, but we're still kind of short. We're hoping for a really good year this year, and maybe a few more people come forward get their names up on the billboard there for supporting Dick.
So when do you think it will be all completed and you'll have a ribbon cutting and all the brouhaha?
I'm hoping May 20th next year. That's for high hopes.
With the vintage series racing today and some of these golden oldies that are on the track, I'm sure you'd see those and get some flashbacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just see number 19 out there. That was my running partner for a few years when we drove for Moose. It was Everett Fox in 19. So I'm hoping there's a couple of 91s here today.
How much traveling do you get to do during the summer? How many racetracks do you get to visit?
I guess we're going to make all the central ones this year. Pocono and La Crosse and Wausau. All the central racetracks, plus a few others.
And of course, you're going to have the big giveaway at Oktoberfest this year, which you guys have let me be a part of the past 4 or 5 years when we roll the tumbler and pick the pill for the big bread. Yes. Last year, I think it was a huge toolbox.
I think that's what it's going to be again this year. Right? The toolboxes have been going very well. We've been making some money on it, and the people that get them are just very happy. They're huge toolboxes.
I remember the person that won the Oktoberfest last year had a small car, and we were bugging him how he couldn't get in his trunk.
Yeah. We're trying to sell them to the ladies for their jewelry.
That's a whole lot of jewelry. Yeah. Well, Marv, it's been great spending some time with you, and of course, wherever you guys are at with the CWRA or the Dick Trickle Memorial, we really hope that people come out and really see what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
So again, Marv Marzofka was there on behalf of the Dick Trickle Foundation. They had everybody was there. Tom Reffner. Tom Reffner drove Goldie.
That's
the car
yeah,
they put together at Fest last
I
week.
I heard about that. I heard his smile. You couldn't get the smile off his face. So
you couldn't almost get him out of the car.
Well, yeah. Well,
he was loving it.
Yep. Yeah, that's the car. That Goldie car, man. When we talked about it on our TV show.
They released it at Fest when we were taping
yep,
last year.
Yeah, we all got our picture taken with Tom Reffner. It was so cool. And that car was, you know, the Miller High Life when they were just changing it over from the white and red to the gold, just like the cans. You know, Bobby Allison was doing it, and I forget, it was Mike Alexander, I believe, had it. You know, and Trickle was in that car eventually that year, and he actually painted up his super late model like that. So it was just so cool. I mean, the detail they put into that car, and, you know, the smile that Tom Reffner had. I mean, if you watch our TV show, you get to see the video of him carrying the American flag. So cool to watch.
Well, both Bill and Paul and myself have been invited. You heard Marv say they're shooting for maybe late May of next year to have a ribbon cutting, to get the whole memorial open, and they invited us up to do our radio and TV show, which I know we're going to try to make that happen in one way, shape, or form. I would love that. That would probably be one of the peaks of my broadcasting career, is to be able to do a radio and a TV show right there from the opening of the Dick Trickle Memorial.
That, you know, I can't, we talked about this. We've talked with Marv and Tom at Oktoberfest, the time and the effort and the donations that are going into this. And you can see the progress. Follow it on Facebook, the Dick Trickle Memorial Project.
Yep.
Or even follow Tom Reffner. And you get to see some of the cool stuff they're doing, man. This is going to be so neat when they open it up next year.
Talking about cool stuff, Kelsey Schultz is doing some cool things down at Dells Raceway Park, like winning and visiting the winner's circle many times this year. She's going to join us next as we continue onward with the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursday's burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hey, this is James Swan, driver of the number 97 Midwest Super Truck. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and Statman. Dan, Bill, and Paul on 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Saturday, watching the weather forecast. Hopefully, we can get our races in here at La Crosse tonight. I know Dells would sure like to get some racing in. You're listening to the Badgers Take Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. It is coolgold1460.com. You can find the podcast and the TuneIn app.
Hey, if you want to listen to us, check out that TuneIn app. I love that TuneIn app.
One of our favorite interviews is up next as she comes down from the Linden Station area. I think we've had her on probably every year that she's raced in this entire area because the show's been on for 8 years. Love getting her back because she's mighty entertaining, and I love watching her race stuff. Miss Kelsey Schultz. Kelsey, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It sounds like you have a weekend off today.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have some of those off weekends. You know, actually would have been nice for last weekend since it was almost 100 degrees, but yeah. You know, we'll take the off time whenever we can get it. It's definitely nice to, whether it's to go to the racetrack and just hang out as a spectator, or, you know, I always like dabbling in the spotter deal again since my dad hasn't been racing. Well, this is actually the first year he hasn't been racing since his heart attack. But, you know, I always find myself at the racetrack no matter if I'm racing or not, so I'll probably still be there later on today.
So you're about talk about working with your dad. Is he going to be running the Alive for 5 series tonight at the Dells? Would you be helping him out tonight there?
If he would be racing, yes. He, you know, he's now 1 year post heart attack and doing well, but myself and the doctor don't believe that he should get back in a race car as much as he would love to.
If I were him, I'd seek a third opinion.
Yeah, I mean, his own opinion is probably more in, you know, he's taken his own opinion more into consideration than anybody else's, but considering he started having it while he was in the race car, I firmly believe that he should not get back in one.
You know, Kelsey, and I remember when this happened last year, and I've watched how I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think this situation has brought you and your dad closer than a lot of people think, because I really watch your Facebook a lot, and I've seen more pictures of you and your father go up. I saw the pictures of in the hospital. You talk more about working in the shop with your dad. Did that situation kind of make it a wake-up call? Like when my father passed, it was a wake-up call that, hey, I need to spend some time with my dad.
You know, my dad and I have always been close. You know, there's people that have known my family, you know, ever since I was born. And whether it's actually true or not, a lot of people will say that when I was, you know, one and a half years old, I'd go out on service calls with my dad late at night, and he'd actually put a swing on the mirror of his truck and just let me sit there and swing while he was working. I don't know if that's actually true or not. I do remember going out on service calls with him, but as far as being on a swing, I don't really know. But, I mean, we've always been extremely close. My dad is, you know, my parents in general are definitely my number one supporters. And so to say that it's brought us closer, I don't think that was actually ever possible.
Nice.
To say that it was a wake-up call, absolutely. You know, my dad and myself, you know, we never pictured ourselves being in that situation. You know, he'll tell you as often as I will that, you know, he never pictured himself having a heart attack. My dad's built like an ox. I mean, for being 62 years old now, he's an ox. And, you know, it just goes to show that anything can happen. And it really was a wake up call. You know, not knowing exactly what was going on, you know, when he was in the middle of it, you know, that was a scary thing. But, you know, instead of waiting for the ambulance at the racetrack, I took him to Mauston by myself. And, you know, after probably about 20 minutes of being there, I heard the nurse say MedFlight will be here in 10 minutes. And that was really when I was starting to get worried. I knew that, obviously, being that MedFlight was being called in, that it was a serious situation. And so we drove down to Meritor, and probably about 15 minutes after we arrived, he was out of surgery. And, you know, it's been a long recovery, but, mm-hmm. You know, every day is a blessing. And I'm just extremely thankful for, you know, everybody that was a part of the situation that helped us out. And ultimately, I am very blessed and thankful that I was able to run his shop all last summer and keep him afloat. And that's part of my dad and I's relationship. I mean, being out in the shop with him every day as a kid, you know, that's how I learned. I learned the roles. And I'm just blessed and thank God every day that I'm still able to make memories with him and still have him at the racetrack with me supporting me.
Kelsey Schultz joining us on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG.
Say, you know, a lot of us noticed you kind of raised about a part-time schedule last year. Number one, was that due to what happened with your dad? Number two, how's he actually doing today? How's things going?
I'm sorry, the first part of that was you said that I'm racing a part-time schedule?
Yeah, you raced kind of a part-time schedule last year. Was that due to what, to your father's health condition, and how is he actually doing these days?
Yeah, so last year I actually did race a full schedule.
Oh, you did?
At the Dells only.
Oh, at the Dells only,
yep.
Okay.
Oh, yep, that's right, only.
Yep. Yeah, the way they had their schedule planned out last year was kind of like an every other week thing, which again was really nice. But, you know, this year it's kind of race 3 weeks, have a week off, kind of one of those deals, which is still nice. You know, it gives us some time to just relax a little bit if we choose to just go as spectators. So I don't think there's actually ever been a year that I've only raced part-time, because you race the first night and you're kind of sucked in if you're doing 1 point. So
yeah, I did. I did that 1 year too. I said I'm only going to race a couple of weeks and ended up running the whole season. So I know exactly what you're feeling there.
You know, right. Kelsey, you've had some successes at Dells Raceway Park this year. I remember remember seeing on your Facebook at least a couple of times that you've enjoyed Victory Lane this year.
Yeah. So opening night definitely was a night to remember. You know, from the beginning of the day, we had endless brake issues, and actually we finished the race with brake issues. And, you know, qualifying didn't go that well. I was in the heat race, and, you know, as much as I wanted to be a part of the fast dash the first night, it just didn't pan out that way. So I ended up winning the heat race, and then I believe we started either 12th or 14th, somewhere in that area for the feature, and we ended up making our way up to second. That is the best finish to date for me in a late model. And, you know, it's always a definite accomplishment to be running with the top contenders, you know, especially Nick Nolden, you know, whatever, the three-time track champion now at the Dells.
Yep.
Cutting in second to him isn't a bad thing, that's for sure. Definitely set my goals to beating him at least a couple times this year. You know, I definitely don't want to come in second to him every time. But, you know, I have a great group of guys that I race with, and females. You know, we've got Nick. He's always going to be a top contender there. Cody Hubred came from Jefferson this year.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
He's definitely a front runner. You know, so there's definite possibilities for improvement. But, you know, I can't say enough about the way my season has started. You know, last weekend we came home with a top five finish again. So consistently, this has already been my best year so far, and I just really hope that that momentum continues.
All right, we only got about 30 seconds left here. Quickly, let us know who's helping you out sponsor-wise this year.
Yeah, I can't thank my sponsors enough. I've got Mama Z's Country Grill and Wisconsin Dells, Woodside Ranch, Woodside Dells Hotel and Suites, Little Rock Trucking, Dale Schultz Tires, Festival Foods, Docking Solutions, Shipwreck Bay, Brenner Tank Services, Lang Plumbing and Heating, Morris Excavating, Jurgensen Chiropractic, Romano's Pizza, Timmy's Timeout, and Real Brothers Harley Davidson, Advanced Engine Concepts, and Two River Signs and Designs. I can't thank all my sponsors enough for everything that they've continued to help me with, whether they've been with me from the beginning or just new this year. It definitely wouldn't be possible without them.
Real quickly, so that means when you win a feature at the Dells this year, are you going to get on the microphone and are you going to sing the festival jingle?
I may have to do that just for laughs.
Hey, it's called greasing the wheel for next year.
right.
Kelsey Schultz runs a super late model down at Dells Raceway Park. She's had a very successful year so far. I love her attitude on Facebook. I love her attitude when she is racing. It's always very positive. I hardly ever see anything negative out of her. And a lot of people sure really follow what she does on Facebook when it comes to racing. Kelsey, always a treat to have you on. We'll probably see you here and there throughout the summer and probably definitely Oktoberfest.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dan.
All righty, Kelsey Schultz. Check her out at Dells Raceway Park. And it's also on Facebook, Kelsey Schultz Motorsports. And add her and watch what she does through the season. When we come back, Paul Reichert's going to take to the Burn the Rubber Race Report that's coming up on WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV.
I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Thoma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thoma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Thoma.
My name's Nathan Corger, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Back to the Badger State Water and Air Race Report with Dan and Doug on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. I'm Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, and Radio Man Dan Dyker. We are hosting the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report every Saturday on 1460 WBOG, where it's always free parking.
Well, yeah, that better be, because I'm not paying a dime to park here.
Like the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight, if we get the race.
Yeah, if there's no rain, there'll be free parking. But you know what, Dan? It's that time of the week, the Burn and Rubber Race Report. Our guy, Paul, scours all the dirt sheets so he can get every race in the country. Paul?
And I think he did.
Yep. Yeah,
Paul, what do you got for us this week?
It was a busy Memorial Day week for the racing scene. We'll start with Wednesday in the USAC Sprints at Terre Haute, Indiana. Tyler Courtney, the winner. Thursday, State Park Speedway in Wausau saw Justin Mondyke win the Super Late Model feature, Brock Heinrich the Late Model feature. Midwest Truck Series also in hand, and guess who won again? Swanee, James Swan.
Shocking.
Yeah.
The guy is
ever
unbelievable.
Since Madison International Speedway, when he won, he won the truck race and he won the Mid-American race. Yeah. That guy is on a tear.
He's like ultra fast too.
Yeah.
Casey, don't be listening.
Season opener caught on Thursday night. Alex Stump won the Super Late Model feature. Eddie Munster, the Late Model feature. ARCA ran at Charlotte Thursday night. Brandon Jones, the winner. Natalie Decker came home 15th.
And, by the way, Natalie Decker not being able to race this weekend. She was not cleared by her doctor after that emergency hernia surgery last weekend. So on behalf of all of us here at the program, we really wish her get well quick.
Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series had a three-night show at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. Thursday night was the Cowboy Classic, and Scott Bloomquist won that race. USAC Silver Crown Series at the Indiana State
Fairgrounds. By the way, did you see that they accused him of cheating during qualifying?
Again, another accusation? Oh, Jesus.
What does it take? Bloomquist is like the Steve Carlson of LaCrosse Speedway, Terry McCarl of the
Knoxville
Speedway.
Only with an attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow, he gets accused of cheating in qualifying.
Oh, that's, I don't know. That's incredible.
USAC Silver Crown Series ran the Hoosier 100 at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in Indianapolis. Cody Swanson won that race. Friday, Grundy, Anthony Danton won the Super Late Model feature. Madison got their season started. Sean Cheel won the NASCAR Late Model feature. Midwest Compact Touring Series also raced. Brandon DeLacy, the victor. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Attica, Ohio. Cole Thomas, first-time winner alert.
Nice.
Dirt King's Late Model Tour at Spring Lake Speedway over in Unity. Nick Anvilink won that race. Night two for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Wheatland, Missouri. The Gibson Tribute won by Jimmy Owens. Pass South Tour, the Pass Southern Modifieds at Concord Speedway in Midland, North Carolina. Matt Wallace won the Pass South Tour race. Brandon Ward took the Pass Southern Modified race. USAC Silver Crown Series on the pavement at Lucas Oil Raceway for the Dave Steele Carbonite Classic. Second straight win for Cody Swanson. Wasilla Challenge Series late miles at I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Steve Lawrence, the winner. And Donnie Schatz won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Race at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah, this has got to be one of the best years Donnie Schatz has had in a long time. He's picked up at least four or five wins this year so far.
Mm-hmm. Saturday at 1:41, Benji LaCrosse won the first IMCA modified feature of the season. Dan Gullickson won a second straight USRA late model feature at Cedar Lake. Nick Nolan won a second straight late model feature at the Dells. Double features for the NASCAR late models at Elko went to Chad Wallen and Chris Merrick. Austin McCarl back in victory lane in the 410 sprints at Knoxville.
Terry McCarl's kid.
Yep. Steve Carlson made three in a row in the NASCAR Late Models here at La Crosse. At Marshfield, the CWRA Late Models on hand for the Jim Bach Memorial. Twin features went to Jeff Weinfurter and, you call him the king, Mark Macasey?
Well, that's Kurt Keen, the announcer at Marshfield, calls him the king, Mark Macasey. It's on his car, too.
Ah, okay.
The king.
At Rockford, Michael Bilderback won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Shawano.
There's a shock.
Nick Anvilink won the Late Model feature. Kevin Feck, the IMCA Modified feature. AMA Pro Motocross at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California. 450 Moto Sweep, another one for Eli Tomac. ARCA Gold Cup Outlaw Super Late Models at Flat Rock, Michigan. Brian Bergacher, the winner. ARCA Midwest Tour ran at Jefferson, and Paul Schaefer Jr. scored his first ever win with that aerodynamic head.
I was so happy to see that.
Midwest Compact Touring Series also at Jefferson. Another win for Brandon DeLacy. Closest finish in series history, but got by both Tom Behrens and Kyle Stark to win that race.
I saw the picture on Facebook, too. Stark was very upset because, you know, his son, Carter, is running Bandoleros this year. He's a Team Dean's driver. And, oh, by the way, the Bandoleros will be back at Toma. It was rescheduled for July 6th. Just saw that today. But they were very adamant that Stark won that race until you saw the photo finish on Facebook, and it was less than a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, it was. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Scott Hatton, the winner. IRA Sprints at Beaver Dam. Scotty Thiel scored the win. Final night for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Wheatland, Missouri. The Show Me 100 won by Scott Blomquist. U.S. Modified Touring Series ran at Deer Creek Saturday night. Dustin Sorensen, the winner. With still a Challenge Series Late Models Night 1 at Viking Speedway in Alexandria, Minnesota, Ricky Weiss took the win. And make it three wins in three nights for Cody Swanson. He won the 70th running of the Little 500 at Anderson, Indiana Saturday night.
That's some big cardboard paychecks to put in the back of
his
car.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Sunday at Slinger, Dennis Purney, Super Late Model winner. Third for the season. All four Super Late Model features now won by a member of the Prunty family. Sean Scheel scored his first ever win at Slinger, winning the Late Model feature, just like he did at Madison Friday night. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Waynesville, Ohio, Christopher Bell, fresh off the Xfinity race at Charlotte, scored the win. IRA Sprints at 141, and the guy from Alaska, Billy Balog, the winner.
Oh, Billy Balog.
Yes. Pass North Tour, Thunder Road International Speed Bowl in Barrie, Vermont, Joey Polarchik, the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series ran at the Upper Iowa Speedway down in Decorah, Johnny Scott, the winner. And night two for the Wasilla Challenge Series Late Models at Viking Speedway went to Don Shaw. Monday, of course, there was racing on the holiday. The Dick Trickle Memorial Golden Sands. Mike Litchfield won the Super Late Model feature. Peyton Gladowski won the American Super Cup feature. Tom Krieger won the Wisconsin Sport Truck feature, and Pat Eklund won the Upper Midwest Vintage opener. IMCA Brothers Late Model Series at Boone, Iowa, Kurt Martin the winner. The IMCA Dirt Nights Modified Tour kicked off their season at Benton County Speedway in Benton, Iowa. Ricky Thornton Jr. scored the victory. Stuart Friesen, off weekend from the trucks, won the Super Dirt Car Series at Wheatsport, New York. And Brad Sweet won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car feature at Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And that puts the brakes on the Burning Rubber Race Report for this week.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting accused of cheating and qualifying not once in a week but twice, like Blomquist? Both races this past week he was accused of cheating and qualifying.
You hear people accusing people of cheating all the time.
You cheated, you know what I mean? Paul.
I mean, at a time pre-Diker, I used to be fast in the sportsman, and I got accused of cheating all the time. So,
man, I wish I'd have been here for those.
And I never failed a tech, so.
Billy would have quit this radio show 5 years ago. We're going to come back and close at the program. We're going to tell you about the radar. We're going to tell you about the weather and what to do if we do get rained out where we may be going tonight, because I'm spelling wings. That's coming up next on the Badgers Take Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WPOG. I am Radio Man Dan, the voice of the La Crosse Speedway and the Thomas Sparta Speedway and several other series. And here pretty soon I'll be done at Iowa announcing. I'll be up at State Park Speedway announcing. Man, I'm just going to get it in this year. Billy Doc Dallas is sitting over there. Paul Reichert's across from me. Being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse. Thomas Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. You know, that may be our destination, Billy Doc Niles, if I get a rainedout.com notification saying, guess what, Mother Nature beats you again.
Yep, the burgers are there. Paul won't be there, so there'll be enough for everybody.
No, Paul Paul thoroughly embarrassed me the last time I was there. I get the mushroom and Swiss. I get the same thing probably about 5 or 6 times in a row. It's one of the best you can ever imagine. So Paul and I go in there. Where were we coming back from?
From Toma, the opener.
Yeah, Toma, the opener. I treat him to lunch, and I look over, and he's got this autopsy in both of his hands. It took 2 hands to hold this thing.
He's got small hands.
Like, wait a minute, this is not right. I'm not supposed to have tiny burger compared to big burger. It just shows how large that thing. And what was it?
The bacon double cheeseburger.
Billy, this is like having an arm wrestling match.
I want to try their wings.
Oh, I remember going in there last year. Their Wing Wednesdays, they made, how many pounds did he say they went through? 250 pounds?
Ooh.
That's a lot of wings, man.
Ooh, yeah.
That'll be fun to try, but we gotta ward off the rain tonight before we worry about what we're doing.
Well, if we do ward off the rain, we are going to have late model sportsman Thunderstocks, the street stocks, the ever-growing class, kids rides before the races, and the almighty outhouse race. Did you ever partake in the outhouse race?
I never did do the outhouse
as,
race.
As gimmicky as you've been or you were all during your racing career, I've never heard an outhouse story from you.
There is no outhouse story for me to tell. I never did participate in that one.
All right, Paul, make one up. If Billy Doc Niles were to participate in the outhouse, what do you think he would do?
Oh.
Imagine what he would do.
Oh, man.
I was skinny back then, so I couldn't make it uninhabitable.
I do still have the picture of Billy in the past. Added shirt and the long hair, the wig.
Well, the Ooh, Daisy Duke
that,
contest.
That might be interesting. That might be
Billy
his look
in.
For the
that
outhouse
That would have
race.
Been it. Bill goes in with his race suit on, and he comes out dressed like a woman.
Yeah.
Like the picture. What was that from?
That was the Dukes of Hazzard movie came out. The Speedway decided to have a Daisy Duke look-alike contest. So you had...
But you failed miserably.
Well, what they had for contestants was 2 little girls that were probably about, 4 years old at best, and they had 2 young women probably in their late teens, early 20s. And so they came up to me and they brought me a wig and they said, "Would you, just come out and spice this up a little bit?" So,
oh man.
Spice or wreck it. Have you seen the picture, Paul?
And it's funny the announcer at
I don't recall that.
The announcer at the time, he comes up to me, and I had a mustache, so obviously it was a dead giveaway. And what is your name? And my name is Daisy Duke.
What's funny is I got the picture not from anybody here in the La Crosse area. I got it from Brent Kane, of all people.
Like, really?
4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
So I pull the rabbit out of the hat and throw it on Facebook to just shock night. Like, where did you find that at? I'm like, Brent Kane.
Okay, enough about my exploits.
I know, because I got to get this vision out of my head. I'm hungry.
Well, let me help you with this vision. There is a chance of rain in the area, folks, so make sure you stay tuned. Check out rainedout.com, your local racetrack. Check out their Twitter and their Facebook feeds. That's where you're going to find some of your best information. They got the Live for 5 going on at the Dells tonight. Of course, you got the world-famous outhouse race, the late model sportsman, Thunderstocks, and who else tonight?
Street Stocks.
Street Stocks. So, and, everywhere else, you got Elko, Marshfield, Jefferson. stay tuned to rainedout.com or your social media. That'll be your best source of information.
Do you want to let you know, next Friday night at Toma, June 8th, it's going to be all the regular guys are going to be there, guys and gals. The special event, the chaos event, is the flagpole race and kids rides. The Great Northern Sportsman Series comes back to Toma on June 15th. Got to thank the sponsors of the program. Again, the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by after the races. Fansarena.com. Dean Satellite and Security. The Toma Sparta Speedway. Big Boar Barbecue. Love that coleslaw stuff. And, of course, Badger State Clean Water and Air. For Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, and our producer, who is Mr. Jesse, I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Hopefully, we get to see you tonight at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Otherwise, you're going to be watching us eat wings someplace.
Support your local short track.
That's it for racing. This is 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. Fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.